everyone, welcome to another episode of Yo, That's Gay. I'm using the conjugation today. It's one of those days. I'm not going to give you a date for this episode because we're just here. And I don't know when you're listening to it. It could be in 50-50. And if that's the case, I hope there is no Neo-Trump. But I'm AJ.
I also hope there's no COVID.
You know what? Yes, I hope there's no COVID. Maybe there'll be like VidCo. And that could be like some like new OnlyFans shit and being straight to your brain. Patented if you try to steal my turn. I want my money. But I am AJ and I'm here. We have a lot to talk about today.
Yes, a lot of fun stuff.
Yes. Stuff in the butt. Stuff outside of the butt. Stuff on the butt.
Yeah, stuff on the butt.
Yes.
So I am Danny Cycles, and I am here talking more shit and exploring new stuff and learning about new shit. So I think we're going to have a good episode this time. We're getting into a topic that I feel like is I've been afraid to immerse myself into.
Okay.
It's a world that I feel like I am a part of, but I never like felt part of the community just because I haven't explored the community.
Okay.
But before we get into all that, how are things going?
Things have been different. Not bad, not good, but different. I have been exploring, watching more reality TV shows about love. So, you know, I'm getting an expert crash course from fake professionals and therapists on how to love somebody. So, my next train wreck of a relationship... we're going to talk about it. Aside from that, delicious food. I've been eating these meals from a meal kit that you told me about. I'm not going to mention their name because they're not paying us and they can. They have offer codes. So figure it out. But the meal I got, it was called turkey meatballs and zoodles, the zucchini noodles. When I tell you, I would kick a little baby in the face four times for another. So good.
Only four times.
Only four times because the fifth time is a crime. But you know, this is my life. This week has been very easy. I'm not going to complain.
Absolutely. I have also enjoyed this unnamed food service. But if you're interested, I will give you my referral code and we'll both get a fucking discount. I have a fucking boner for fucking referral codes.
This Let's talk about it. Coupon queen. Size clips. That's what I'm calling you. Not a size queen or a size clipper. The bigger the discount, the wetter he gets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I can like also claim it back on Ibotta, hell yes.
Wait, can I claim this food service on Ibotta?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Okay. Never mind. I mean, I can do that. You know, jump on it. I just gave y'all an idea.
So, I have nothing new going on this week other than just I've been writing a new article for the website, or I don't know if it's an article or so much of a blog post or a personal story, but I the particular thing I'm working on is a post about PNP, Party and Play, and it was actually very triggering to write it. So I am going to take my time writing this piece, and it's going to take some time to come out. Because I definitely felt very triggered, and I had a lot of fucking like meth cravings writing it.
I want to ask you one thing. Myself, whenever I see people... especially Law and fucking Order, of all places, they do shitloads of cocaine. Whenever I see that, my palms sweat immediately. Is this some, like, the physical reactions you were having?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, absolutely. I just felt, like, my heart racing and then just kind of, like, obviously more aroused, like, out of nowhere. And I would just be, like, writing and I'd be like, this feels, like, almost uncomfortable. Because I'm, like... busy.
You are punctuating with authority at that point.
I punctuate me, daddy.
I want your big grammar. Come on now.
Indent.
Oh, geez. I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, that's Siri talking. Sorry.
I guess Siri wanted to have punctuation in this moment. So, we're here today. We are not alone. We have a guest with us. Let's talk to you. Who are you?
Well, I thought you would introduce me.
You know what? We have a courtesy here of you just jumping in.
Well, okay. Online known as Pup Bravo. You can follow me on Twitter at Pup Bravo, BRAVOR. And follow, yeah, that's me. And
welcome to our crazy fucking space. In this moment, I'm gonna ask you two questions. Who are you and what do you want to do today? So we already know your name, but who are you to us?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice to let y'all know. So Cycles is my boyfriend, and Andrew is the friend. And the topic today, I have an interest in, and Danny asked me to join.
We are happy you're here. What's something new that's going on in your life? What is a major thing, a minor thing, or whatever you want to talk about?
Well, got a new job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Here for it. Okay. So, our topic today, something that I'm learning about, we have interest in, it's AC motherfucking DC. No.
Close.
I was very close, but I said that's so wrong. It is ABDL. And for our listeners who may not know what that is, let's talk about it. Adult baby in diaper play. Diaper lover, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. What brought us here to this moment today, y'all?
So, my experience was, okay, so ABDL is something that I definitely have a curiosity in, both sexually and non-sexually. However, I feel like I kind of started and I realized, maybe, and this is what I was saying earlier, I haven't explored the community as much, but I have more of like an age regression thing. And for me, with that regression comes a very comfortable headspace and doing certain things, but also I feel like I've been attracted to the idea of like wearing certain things or like doing other certain particular things that are more with like the adult baby type of aspect. And then not so much for me, I don't think, is the diapers, but I do think they're cute.
There are tons of cute ones.
But I think I really kind of got introduced to like what is ABDL through kind of just like age regression. And that's just kind of how I kind of got into exploring what ABDL is. And yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience. I will say that.
Okay. Bravo. What's your experience? What's your knowledge with ABDL?
So, there's two types of ABDL. There's the sexual, and then there's the non-sexual. For me, it's the non-sexual. Diapers. Danny's not into that, however, I am. And there's a sense of, there's a sense of, you know, comfort that it comes with it, mentally. And then, of course, there's the thrilling photos. Public, like, there's pictures of, like, public. Recently, I've seen, like, nature. It's definitely interesting and fun.
Can I ask you, what is the, like, aesthetic in the picture that you like when it comes to nature or outside scenes? Is there a specific landscape you like?
I'd say either in normal day life, mm-hmm, or nature.
Okay. When it comes to ABDL, I am a newbie to this. Very, very new. But seeing a lot of the things that I've seen, one, I think it's amazingly fun. Like, it looks like nobody who's in ABDL that I've seen has a frown. All of them are quite happy, unless they are acting out of a child in a tantrum mode. They are quite happy people. So I want to, like, sniff a line of that ABDL and get it into my body. It would make me feel good. But from what I have seen, it's a tight-knit community of people who are into a specific sect of interaction and activity that doesn't even have to include sex, which I think is just so fucking cool.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, we kind of look at this, let's say, fetish, but again, not necessarily sexual. Kind of like we talked about the socks and the balloons. Like, some people are sexually aroused by it and some people aren't. And I think that's something that is just, it's different for everybody. You know what I mean? And I've, from what I've experienced, from what I've seen and interacted with the community online, you know, you see people who like, for example, to have, like, wet diapers. Some people don't like wet diapers, but then they like to have, like, the baby powder on. Like, everyone kind of has, like, a different taste. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so unique.
So I want to talk about a little thing that I started off with when I was just getting into my search about ABDL. My first space it took me to was a lot of psychology websites where a lot of the information was psychological. So then I decided, let me get off of Google and go into a database. I went into the database with the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. And in their database, there was an article that I found from 1964. And it's one of the articles from the DSRM at the time. And if you're not aware what that is a psychological database that they use to diagnose conditions, behaviors, and other things that could be treated psychologically in their mind. And when I say treated, I'm going to say it with air quotes, because I don't think this is a symptom that needs to be treated. I don't think this is a mental health issue.
Yeah. What version of the DSM was this?
So this was the DSM-5. Yes.
Okay.
And in there, one of the things that they talked about is the first documented person to speak about being into ABDL was in 1964, and it was one man in a very isolated group of people. This person was isolated, and it was kind of like they were a test subject as opposed to being an actual person who was just out here living their life. So from there, I went from that to finding the community of people, and it's a completely different aspect than I initially thought. Reading my first searches and going into this database, it was like, okay, let's see what's happening here and how do we talk about this. And then once I finally spoke to people, it was like, this is the conversation that you say pass the Kool-Aid for. I'm very here for it. So what was the first things that got you into this that you saw, you found, or was it just something that was already in you?
I would say, you know, I started off with, and maybe during, like, the high school years, when I was 15, I started, you know, with, like, pull-ups, and then And then it just continued up to adult and then ABDL style.
Now, would you say it was something that you decided on your own, like, hey, like, I kind of want to try this? Or was this something that you had heard of from somebody else? Or maybe, like, stumbled across the internet? Or, like, I guess, are you able to kind of pinpoint that moment of, like, hey, like, I want to try this? And it's fine if you don't, like...
Yeah, there wasn't... I can't recall, like, any point where it was like, oh, I want to try that. It was just, I remember it as, quote, natural.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. So, from a psychological lens, I am an individual who lives with bipolar personality disorder, and with people with BPD, actually a common behavior or trait amongst BPD individuals or individuals living with BPD, I'm just going to say BPDs because don't say that unless you have borderline. Let's just say that. it's like don't make people their mental illness. But, like, just for the sake of, like, shortening the sentence,
right.
I'm just going to say people with BPD. So, we have a very high percentage, I guess, of, like, having childlike behaviors and regressing to childlike states. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, like, pouting, which I do, and, like, temper tantrums, which I've been known to have. And just kind of like acting childlike, as in like needing someone to comfort you, needing someone to help you. And I think that's kind of where I adopted that mentality of like being like in need of someone else. Yeah. I think that's kind of where it came for me, like because I think a big issue with like borderline is obviously like one of the like trademarks is issues with like emotional attachment and like neediness. And I feel like as a child, like children are needy. And I feel like people with borderline are needy. So for me, it was just kind of like a natural behavior to take from it. And then like later on, I kind of like started exploring like, oh, like, daddy son type of role plays, and I found myself very comfortable in like the son younger person role.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to like regress even like during times of like having sex, not just like when I'm mad or upset or like things like that. So like I found myself like exploring different aspects of it, and yeah, like, you know, like, for example, like, I've had sex with a teddy bear, like, holding it. And that's just kind of more like a headspace thing for me, or, like, with a pacifier. Because, like, I do own, I've owned 4 pacifiers. And, yeah, I mean, I think they're fun. I think they're comfortable to me. And I'd rather have a pacifier than suck my own thumb. But I will suck my own thumb if I am... like in need of something.
See, I feel I have a state of age regression myself when it comes to me going to sleep. I have teddy bears. I have a shitload of stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always felt comfortable with stuffed animals. I remember as a kid, like, I'm gonna say from the ages about 7 to about 10, I would always go to sleep with my favorite toys. They would be on the sides of my pillows, and I would tell them stories until I fell asleep. And it was such a safe, comforting space for me. Ever since then, I've always slept with a teddy bear or some kind of stuffed animal, and it just makes me feel good. I feel that goodness inside of me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, no, that's cool.
It's something I like to see. There's something I wanted to ask when it comes to ABDL, when it comes to age regression play. Is there any type of insecurity you feel the fact that you practice it, perform it, do it, and you're part of the community? Or is it something that you feel pretty selfless about?
So there's definitely a stigma with that. Personally, I don't care. And good question.
Oh, so is there a space that it puts you in? Is it something that you feel very open that you can talk about, or do you feel it's really a secretive thing for you?
I think when, like I mentioned, you know, in high school, it was very secretive because my parents would think it's weird. So that's kind of continued into, you know, my adulthood. And so I would say, yes, I'm going more like public, you could say public play. And so I think I'm like, mainly like quiet about it, but I'm starting to explore being more open. Okay. What about you, Danny?
I would say, honestly, I feel like I didn't know it was a community until like more recently. Like, okay, like a couple years back, like I had known, like, yes, there were stores where like people went to shop for like ABDL stuff, and I knew there were people that did that, but I, for some reason, I just kind of like felt myself in a separate like group from people who do ABDL. But I, now that I kind of have like been more open-minded about it, I think that there is a lot of overlap. And like for me, I feel like I'm more comfortable like in the adult baby realm than in the diaper lover realm. But I mean, again, like I'm not like completely closed off to it. And I think there's like definitely like a lot of ways that that can be explored, even just like non-sexually, which I think wouldn't hurt me to explore something that's not sexual, because I'm just so sexual.
That's a ball of sex.
Yes. Say yes.
We need sex. To hear this from boyfriend's mouth. Say it.
Yes, he's a sexual ball of fun.
Now, there is one thing I want to ask about, and it's something that I saw and I came across in a lot of the things that I was looking at when it came to ABDL. There are a lot of public play scenarios. And when I use the term play, I use it for a lot of things. Whenever you're initiating your behavior, you're acting in a behavior, a part of behavior, I consider it play. Are there any scenarios that you come across that you wanted to try yourself or that you have tried yourself?
So Niagara Falls. I went on one of my days off during the week, and I walked part of it with my pants off.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it was definitely nerve-wracking. But that's when I mentioned before the thrill. That's the thrill part of it. So yeah.
Now, where do you think the thrill comes from? Is it from, like, the idea that, like, you'll get caught? Or is it more, like, the idea that, like, you can do this freely amongst, like, everyone else? And, like, is it the type of thing where you hope, like, this will just be a regular day? Or is it kind of just, like, I'm interested in, like, other people seeing me, like, catching me type of thing.
Yes, I would say that one. Which is, like, one? Like I said, I'm starting to explore outside of the secret realm of it. So, yes, the thrill part is getting caught. And there's posts online on Twitter's ABDL that's the main, like, pictures and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I see it. I follow a good amount of, like, not a good amount. I wouldn't say, like, but I follow a handful of, like, ABDL individuals or people that fall somewhere in the realm. And, like, peaking just is a big thing.
Yes.
Right? Like getting caught, like, with your diapers. Like, for example, at the supermarket, like, you'll be reaching for, like, a box of cereals and, like, your boyfriend will take a picture of you. Like, you know, like, anyone could see you like that. And I think those pictures are cute.
It reminds me of those commercials in the 80s, I'm old, when people would be like, oh, he's got on that cologne. And you see, like, you know, whiff of it or a little sneak of it. I like that.
Interesting to know that, Danny. We'll be talking later.
Now, the moment that you took off your pants, that moment, do you remember what you were thinking, or was there anything you were saying to yourself? Or?
I think it... I don't recall, to be quite honest.
But was it like a feeling of, like, joy and, like, happiness, or, like, thrill, or...
Anxiety and nervousness.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But then... fuels, quote, thrill. And yeah, that's and then getting pictures of it, posting it on the and then, like, taking pictures and whatnot of it is a whole other part of it that I've started exploring. So yeah.
All right, so I think this is a good spot to take a quick little break, and we'll be back with a little bit more of, like, maybe stories and interests, and then we have, like, some feedback from people, or, like, points from people that we want to share. So we'll get right into that after this quick little break.
Yes. All right, y'all, we are back. I still want to say back like cook crap every time I say back. And it's a Rick Ross line. Don't hate me for it, but it's in my head. But we're back. So we talked a lot about personal, individualized things, but we haven't focused on the specifics of the letters in this phrase that we're using.
Yeah.
So let's bring that in. So we have A, B, and DL. AB is adult baby, DL is diaper lover. Let's talk about the AB, and let's get into the DL.
Yeah, so we're going to start by reading this tweet that was a response to our post about making an episode on ABDL from at Little Prince Patch on Twitter. And they say, AB, adult baby, parentheses, age play, and DL, diaper lover. Parentheses, diaper fetishism. The ABDL community includes people that are just ABs, people that are just DLs, and people that are both ABDLs. So I will say that for me on this spectrum, I fall more on the AB side. I do a lot of, like, age regression. And then I get into a headspace where I feel like what we call littles. You know, little is like when you get into your headspace of being however old you are. Now, for me, my little persona has always been a toddler. And I feel like for some reason, that's the age where I feel most comfortable, because it's like you don't have to rely on someone for everything. You can do kind of your basics, you can walk around, you don't have to wear diapers anymore, but you still can like get away with anything type of thing. And I feel like for me, like, it's just such kind of like a comfortable like headspace to be in, like, oh, it's like I can do almost anything I want. I can be carefree, but also I can be independent if I want to.
I can see you with this little grin on your face as a kid, like knocking down something incredibly important, like, I got you, and you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, I'm like, oops.
So let's talk about the DL.
So the DL, diaper lover, is, well, the diapers. So there's different styles. You can get basically adult diapers. Then, of course, there's I don't know if it's like a fetish, would be under a fetish. Lack of better term, fetish, where there's cute prints, there's different, you know, graphics, and so there's many different types for 4 tapes, 2 tapes, even cloth with plastic pants. And yeah, that's, I would say that, and like the lady that, or the user on Twitter mentioned, it doesn't have to be, you can be both. You can be ABDL. Most people say ABDL, more DL, or just DL, like in their abouts.
Yeah, yeah.
Their profiles.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you feel that there is age regression in your play when you do DL?
Absolutely, yeah. There's definitely, yeah, definitely age. I usually go down to like the age where it's like preschool.
So you go into like little headspace.
Yes.
And your little spaces.
So like, for me, it's either the little, or the thrill. And the little.
So you don't always regress with the diapers. It can sometimes just be like you said, almost like a fetish type of thing, like an arousal, not necessarily sexual arousal, but like a stimulating response.
Yeah.
But okay.
Adrenaline, mainly.
So. Yeah, kind of like sharing it with the world almost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so, can I ask you?
Yeah.
So you used two terms earlier when you were explaining DL for us. 2 tape and 4 tape. Now, what is that?
So to fasten the diaper, there's usually, most diapers, 4 diaper lovers usually have 4 tapes. And that's the tapes like baby diapers that keeps the diaper on.
Now, where are the 4 tapes? Because I've only seen like a traditional, I guess, I don't know if it's traditional, but like an actual like baby or child's diaper. Usually I've only seen them with 2 tapes. So where are the other 2 pieces on a 4 tape?
So it's pretty much spread out. So two and two.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just gives more security.
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay. Now, when you see these diapers, is there a specific that you think you would go for? Or, and also the cloth type of diaper, is that something that you think would be more expensive? Or
Oh, I would say cloth diapers, in my opinion, would be less less expensive. Diapers AB Universe, shout out to them. And
oh, I'm totally buying one of their hats. And their onesies are so cute. I am buying so many things as soon as I get my, not next paycheck, but the one after that.
AB Universe, I'm getting one of your onesies and I'm wearing with a pair of cute low-rise jeans. Bitch.
The little dragon on the hat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Everyone needs one. No, actually, no. I want to be unique. Buy their other hats, not the dragon. I want the dragon. But sorry, I totally interrupted you.
No, that's fine. I go with the cartoons, and yeah.
I think for me, I think they're cute when it's like cute little designs, like the cute little dragon peeking out, mm-hmm. or the cute little, what's the other one? Like a fox. Like, they're so cute.
Raccoon.
It's a raccoon. Yes. Sorry.
The fox was a triggering word. Off subject, literally was walking home the other night and a fox ran across me. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so cute, but you bite my face off. But when it comes to the gear, and I'm going to use the term gear, but if there's another term, please correct me because I want to make sure I'm not saying it wrong. But to me, when I see the gear of diapers, when I see onesies, when I see the bibs, which, oh, there are some immaculate bibs out there, y'all. Is there a preference or something that catches your eye immediately?
I would say, usually, like, there's different prints, you know, on clothes. I've been thinking about getting one with airplanes. There's also people like on Twitter and whatnot that will make you custom either onesies or shirts. I'm getting a Paw Patrol.
Oh, fuck their copyright. I don't care.
Paw Patrol pajamas, just it helps get me into little. Mm-hmm. And gear is, I would say, a good word because it's tools. Tools is another good word, but it's the tools to get you to wherever you want, whether it's just enjoying diapers sexually, because there is definitely a sexual side of it, or if it helps you with, especially with anxiety, depression, you know, feeling that comfort, almost kind of like a baby with like a blanket type thing. Like, blankets are a huge thing on online as well. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, like, I think the language used is so cute. Like, when everyone's like, oh, like, I got crinkles.
What's crinkles?
Well, crinkles. Crinkles is like the sound the diaper makes, like the crinkly sound. So it's like you're walking around, you're all crinkly because you hear it, you hear the material. I think that word is so cute.
This is the cutest word ever.
Okay. And then, like, I feel like I see a lot, like, Sog Monster.
Oh, yes. There are.
Okay,
when
so.
You are extremely.
So you're a Sog Monster when you're extremely soggy, when you pee your diaper so much that it's like, it's about to burst.
Yeah.
Really?
So you're a cute little Sog Monster. So, like, I could definitely see, like, a lot of overlap, like, when you start to get sexual with, like, the water sports community. And, like, I know there's a big overlap with, like, the furry community as well, or, like, the pup community. And there's a lot of overlap with, like the chastity community. So I mean, it's its own thing, but like you can be multiple things and experience it multiple ways.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So that's yeah.
Nice. I yeah. like that, where in this community you can mix so many different things. One of the things I want to see that I have not seen yet is like a leather onesie. Give me a leather onesie or a yes. leather bib with it. Yeah. Like, bitch, I'm telling you, I'm there. It will be on my body.
Yeah.
I love that. It's kind of like, you know, let's take a group of individuals in a cartoon that I will not identify, but you add like a little ABDL, a little kink. Well, not kink. Let's say a little bit of BDSM. And then Chemical X goes in there. And you get the Kinky Puff Boys. I'm here for it. Now, for both of you, being on different parts of the spectrum, I wanted to ask one thing. ABDL and roleplay, do they have a realm together for you? Is it something that's completely separate?
Now, when you say roleplay, do you mean in sex, during sex specifically, or?
Let's say in this scenario, specifically a sex or living together arrangement, where you're either living with somebody in a space and you have these personas that are put on when you walk into that space, or are these personas specifically meant for a bedroom sexual encounter or a non-sexual individual experience that's not a part of everyday life?
I feel like at some point I did use the like AB as a coping mechanism. Now I kind of can do it as like a for fun type of thing. So I've broken out of the need to have to kind of like do some age regression and like watch cartoons and like all that stuff. But I still enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. Repeat the question again.
So the question is, ABDL and role play, do they have an intersecting point in your head, in your lives?
Oh yeah. So now that like I can kind of do it for fun, I feel like I do also like the regression during like sexual encounters, because I do like that like daddy son role play, and you see like even when it's non-sexual, like you have people that are more like big, what we call bigs, and they're more like the yes. parent character or the big brother or the big sister or the big sibling, mm-hmm. and you kind of have more of like a nurturer role. But like sometimes it's like a big and a little, but the big is like still like 5 years old and the little is 3 years old. So it's like you still have two littles technically. Right. So you can kind of role play anywhere.
Yes.
I think for me, more so I have the interest in it, like when it's a sexual, like kind of like a daddy son type of role play. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's how I've kind of like been curious about it.
Okay.
Well, so for role playing, I think when it comes to DL, I think it's mainly, you know, interacting, changing someone's diaper, and that's can get sexual. I would say that's from the top of my head, that's the most role-playing aspect, as you mentioned, as a sexual, and there's a part where, like, the whole daddy-son type thing, but that intersects with, you know, the adult baby aspect. So yeah.
Now, can I get personal with both of you?
Yeah.
Deeply personal. I'm going for the second hole. Have either of you or both of you together experimented and had a moment with either non-sexual or sexual ABDL?
So I think the simple answer is no.
Okay.
I think I'm still coming into my like AB-ness and not being so much on the DL. I'm still learning a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning a lot about like what it means and like when it happens and how it happens. And I'm just getting more comfortable with the idea. So I wouldn't say that we've exactly like.
There's been times that we've started sex as a, you know, like.
Well, not so much sex as like intimate time. We've shared like intimate time while he has had a diaper on. Like, there's also been, like, times where, like, I've had a pacifier, for example, during sex. But I think we haven't really gotten to the point where we're immersing yourself into... And we haven't found, like, what that middle ground is of... Because, like, you know,
yeah.
He's into one aspect of it. I'm into another aspect of it. That doesn't mean it's going to fit perfectly.
Right.
You know, it's going to manifest itself differently in both of our interests. So... I think we're kind of still exploring, like, how does my world meet his world?
Yeah, the middle.
And, you know, like, we've been together almost 2.5 years now, and we're still figuring that out. And I think it's perfectly normal to kind of just, like, figure that out and, like, take your time. Because it's new waters for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right.
That's definitely something I would definitely say is a good source to explore. And I want people to hear about it for both of you, because we have two people here who are in a relationship. So this is something that's like, wait, how do you handle this in a relationship? Now, another personal question. There's not a third hole, at least I don't think there is. If somebody can find mine, tell me. But my next question is going to be a follow-up to that. When you both had your own self-discovery of ABDL being something that you were interested in and a part of, did you come out to each other with this? Was this something you talked about mutually, or was it just something that just progressed normally?
I would say this is something that we actually discussed on our third date.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like, briefly. He was like, because we were talking about, like, kinks and, like, fetishes and, like, interests. And he was like, well, like, ABDL. And I was like, well, what's that? He's like, well, like, look it up. Because, like, I didn't know what, like, the term ABDL meant. Like, and this was still kind of, like, he kind of introduced me to, like, the world of it. Like, more where I, like, really thought about it. Because I'd heard about it, but it just was nothing that I thought about. It was just a thing I did. And, yeah. And I mean, We talked about it. He said, like, oh, like, well, I like this and like that. And then that was kind of it. Like, we were just both kind of like, okay. Like, we do that. I do this and you do that. Like, it wasn't anything, like, where we kind of had to, like, come out to each other. But it also didn't become something that we kind of explored together, very, like, yeah. A lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, when y'all had that moment when you talked, and Bravo, when you specifically said the term ABDL, look it up, was that a moment for you of an epiphany? How did that feel?
So, like he mentioned, Danny mentioned, this was our, you said fourth?
Third
date. And like I said before in this podcast, there's a stigma around it, and it was just kind of like, it was something that I wanted to mention, but I also was afraid that, you know, Danny would believe in this stigma. So it was very like nerve-wracking, I would say.
Okay. Once you had that moment, just mentioning the the abbreviation, was that like a cathartic moment for you just to get that out? Was it something you've been holding to that moment to talk to him about?
No, I think it just, you know, we were just talking about, you know, bondage and, you know, fisting and other kinks like that. And then just kind of like at the end part of it, ABDL
okay.
type thing. So I don't recall feeling like any like, phew, it's out there. It was more like, again, secretive, kind of like a little hint of it and pulled back into my comfort zone. So
yeah, I think at that point I was comfortable enough with, you know, the idea that everyone has their own thing, where I was just kind of like, oh, okay.
These are the important conversations. Fuck TV shows and movies and chocolate you like. Talk about your kinks. Talk about your interests.
Yes.
Get into those things.
Yes. If you're not talking about your fetishes on the third date, what are you doing? Are you even going out?
Exactly. Are you even going out? Is there a chance for penetrative and or non-penetrative sex? That's one thing I'm going to touch on before you touch your crumpet. Another section that I did want to ask both of you about, being a part of the spectrum, and I'll use myself as an example. So I have been exploring age regression play now that I've been learning more about it, but doing it by myself. And age progression for me is going back to the spaces where I found incredible joy in my childhood. So I'll go back to moments like the first time I played The Legend of Zelda. I was only about 11 years old, I want to say, when I first played the game. So I went and found the game, and I purposely went and bought marijuana because I was like, I want to get high as fuck so I can see what it would felt like to play this as a kid, high off my
head. Yes, that's a good point. That weed definitely heightens any, you know, adult baby, whatever it is that you're feeling, it definitely does. For me, if I wanna, you know, regress to a younger, you know, younger age, it's very helpful, marijuana.
Good. See, the green knows it all. Now, in my scenarios by myself, just watching, playing games and all that, shaking high, it's a nice way to relive my childhood. But at times, at least for me by myself, I found myself actually getting very emotional in those moments where I'm like, this was my childhood, but there was so much bad surrounded by the other things in it. Is that something that you feel in this type of play? Or, I keep saying play and I hate to say it, but in this moment of ABDL, is there any moment that triggers that for you?
Wait, okay, repeat that last part. The triggers.
Is there a trigger when you have ABDL? Like myself, I would use a very specific example.
Like anything that brings me back in the moment?
Yes, like a specific example for me. I was playing my Nintendo as a kid and it got broken by one of my cousins while we were playing, and I immediately got angry, upset. And at moments where I'm playing, the exact same game I was playing when it broke, I feel that energy, even though I'm not in that space anymore. Does that ever happen? Is it overwhelming? Or is it underwhelming?
I feel like one thing that has been kind of like always like a quick, easy regression for me, and I used to even do this in high school, I used to carry on Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
Play-Doh for me was just kind of like always associated with like having fun as a kid, making shit, fucking like tasting that salty ass Play-Doh that tasted terrible.
You were eating Play-Doh.
For really.
Well, I didn't like eat amounts of it like that girl from True Life who ate the clay masks. It wasn't like that. Okay. It was kind of like, okay, like, I wonder what it tastes like. And it's salty as fuck. It's gross.
Don't feel alone because I know how Play-Doh tastes.
You know, I know a lot of people who are listening to this right now know what Play-Doh tastes like.
You that know shit that is salty. Hot dog making Play-Doh set they had? I made a hot dog and I took a whole chunk out of it. It was gross.
That's funny.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But I think, yeah, like, Play-Doh has always been kind of just, like, it's always been a, like, childhood thing for me. So, like, I used to walk around in high school with Play-Doh, like, on my side pocket of my bag. And would get bored in class and just play with Play-Doh.
The desk is up. I'm not mad at the thing. Does the dough. How about you, Brad?
Can you repeat the question?
So, when you are in an ABDL setting, yourself with anybody else, does it ever take you back to a moment that could be overwhelming in your life?
Yeah, there's definitely times, specifically watching, like, kid shows. Mm-hmm. Arthur or something like that.
Yes, Arthur.
Hey, yes.
What a wonderful time of day.
And, you know, the other point that I think is important is that a lot, from what I've heard and from the ABDLs that I've talked to, there's some trauma in their life, whether it's, you know, assault or, you know, a divorce, parents' divorce. Personally, for me, I, don't recall most of my childhood. So for me, the parts that do, when I remember them or something, there's, like you said, there's triggers, and that's one of them. So
now, when you feel that trigger, is there a way for us to, well, us, you know what? Let me organize my question, girl. I'm gonna call you back. Let's get a little commercial break and come back.
And we're back from our quick commercial break. And we're here, we're talking about ABDL, adult babies / diaper lovers, or adult baby diaper lovers, if you're both. So you had a question that you were struggling to get out. So let's circle back. What is your question?
So, you know, when you smoke, and when you smoke and you get up and then you're like, what did I come into this room for?
Yeah.
That's literally where we are right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I actually forgot what the question was. But I do know that it had to do with ABDL as a scenario where, I know exactly what it is, just came back to my head. My question was, if you have an ABDL, if you have an ABDL scenario, what is the feeling after that scenario ends that you have?
I feel like for me, it's kind of like any other kink or fetish scene. It's kind of just like, okay, like, scene's over, kind of coming back to my normal headspace, and just kind of like satiated almost from, like, I needed that. I needed that, like, yeah, break away from reality, or like, oh, that was fun type of thing. So
yeah, that's definitely the same, you know, the, because even like pup play, that's what my main thing is, you know, afterwards getting back to reality, yeah, it's a relief. Like, you usually go into it feeling ABDL, you go like that you want comfort or you're sexual, or like you said, Yeah, I forgot. so, but yeah.
Okay, I get it. One of the things I did want to talk about is representation. Representation is a thing, and it's existed in our media, but I feel like until I researched more and been talking with y'all, never paid attention to it. So are there any movies, any television shows, any source of media that you have consumed where you've seen ABDL?
So, like, movies and TV, is that okay? Personally, maybe one. I forgot the name of it, but no. In general, no. I haven't.
Yeah, honestly, I can't think of any like mainstream representation of ABDL in any of its forms off the top of my head.
There's one movie that I can recall immediately off the top of my head. Again, this is going to date me, but Big with Tom Hanks. Great movie if you haven't seen it. Tom Hanks essentially is a child who grows up in an instant and becomes, I think, like a 30-year-old man with a mentality of still like a 9 or 10-year-old boy. It's an amazing movie. For me, that was an age regression movie, and that's what I'll relate it to. And I think it's one that was very, very good. There's a few others that are out there. One specifically that I want to ask y'all about, and I'm pretty sure you may have seen it, or if you haven't seen it, it's something relatable. Is actually, it's called A Dirty Shame. It has Johnny Knoxville in it, and it has essentially the whole cast of that one movie where the girl was making out with a tree. I forgot what that movie
was. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was like in the age of all those teenage motherfucking movies. But Johnny Knoxville specifically in this movie and on Jackass wore a diaper and a bib and did a lot of scenarios of a child acting out, but he's a grown man. Have y'all seen any of that?
I've seen Jackass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen those scenes on Jackass where he was in diapers and things?
You know what? I think I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything you remember that sticks out in your head or emotion you have from seeing that?
Honestly, because that was more of like from, I think I'm remembering what you're mentioning about like something on Jackass with like Steve-O. Steve-O?
Mm-hmm. No. Steve-O was not in that segment.
And then being it ever, but like me being not so much into the diapers, I didn't really think about it. Because, and also, and I think maybe if you are going to encounter it in media, a lot of the regression is going to be more like a baby like. And for me, my little persona is a toddler. So I don't connect with the whole like wetting your diaper. I don't connect with, you know, just like things that are just more like toddler, like being in a crib is a big thing for a lot of people. Like, I don't have any interest in that. I'm more interested in like coloring books, cartoons, kid songs, things like that. And yeah, like that's more what appeals to me as a little. Because, like, my little has never been, like, a baby little. So, it's just, I feel like I have more fun kind of just, like, picturing myself as, like, this little four-year-old who's, like, bolting around the, like, playground, like, with his, like, little Velcro shoes on.
Okay. How about you, Bravo?
Can you repeat?
So is there any movie or situation, especially when you saw like on Jackass, Johnny Knoxville in a diaper, he had a bib in some of those scenarios. Do you have any emotion or feeling when you saw those?
I think that it was interesting that because of the stigma again, like I don't want to like emphasize the stigma, but that is a huge part of why people tend to keep it quiet, but it was kind of quick, like, wow, it's on movie. And then back to the show.
Okay. Now, I will bring in something. Some of our listeners on Twitter, you are geniuses at researching things, so you may try to call me out on it and say, hey, you didn't mention these other movies. There's some trauma movies. If you're not familiar with who trauma is or what a trauma movie is, The Toxic Avenger, and specifically one movie called Poltergeist, which personally, I love Poltergeist. It's actually a great movie to me. But it does not provide the representation that I want to talk about, because I feel like these movies make fun and not in a collective fun manner of ABDL. So if you do want to talk about that, reach me out offline. You can find me at whatever fucking social media you at, because I'm not going to respond to you. But again, if you're going to argue with me about trauma, fuck you. It was a whole movie of turkeys coming on each other, or chickens. Literally, that's what Poltergeist is. So, I'm not even joking. But aside from that, is there a moment of representation that you all would love to see, or a way to provide that representation of people who are a part of the ABDL community?
I feel like I because this is all still like kind of new-ish waters for me, I'm not sure what I want to see in mainstream yet, because I don't know what would represent me yet. You know what I mean? I will say I would like to see a little bit more discussion on how ABDL can be a healthy outlet, especially for people with borderline who do have a lot of like regressive or like childlike behaviors, and how it could be a healthy channel for actually a lot of like things that you may not be able to cope with at the moment in other ways. So I think being as someone who is borderline, has borderline, whatever you want to call it, and who experiences and has fun with like the adult baby world, I think I would like to see a little bit, and that's just my wish for like kink and fetish in general. I would love to see more exploration of a correlation of mental health and kink in a positive way, as opposed to it being like, no, this is like a mental health disorder, or like blah, 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 blah. And like, one thing I do appreciate about the DSM-5, like you mentioned earlier, is that they've reclassified things that like kinks and fetishes that used to be considered like a sexual deviance or a mental illness are now only classified as mental illnesses if they are impeding your life in another way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like in the DSM-4, if you were into diapers, you are mentally ill.
Yeah, you needed help.
You needed help. They were right. Saying. Now the DSM-5 says, okay, if you're into diapers, that's fine, as long as it's not impairing your life in another way. As long as it doesn't make you quit your job or spend more money than you have to, or whatever the case may be. Like, now it's like, it's a healthy thing. It's fine. We accept it unless it's hurting you in another way.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I very much appreciate that revision in the new DSM.
Now, is there any piece of gear, accoutrements, or anything that you think you would want, like some ideal gear?
I want a onesie that's also a hoodie.
Ooh.
I need one. And I've been eyeing a few. The one that you showed me on Tykeables.
Yes, Tykeables. I want to talk about
adorable. Some of the ones I've seen on ABU are so fucking cute. So I just have to figure out my sizing. I have to do a little measuring because, you know, I'm a big boy. Mm-hmm. And I just have to see what fits.
Awesome.
So, but definitely I have some plans to do some shopping soon, so definitely check out both of those websites, and I would love to like visit one of the brick and mortar stores that exist out there and like see what it's like to actually just walk into an environment where it's like all ABDLs and it's all like just
quote-unquote normal. Like, just like you're in a store shopping like you would for like fucking sneakers.
Right.
But yes. You're shopping for adult onesies.
Yes!
Yeah, so to jump off of what he said, personally, I think people should keep their opinions to themselves, especially with the stigma. Now, for those who don't know what the stigma is, explaining it a little late, yes, but yes. The stigma is two things from what I understand is one, that you like children and pedophilia.
Yeah.
The other is, like you mentioned, it's mental health related, like you're psycho if you're into this. But that's the stigma people have, and at this point, people need a life, like
they really do.
That's what I would like to see is stop giving a shit about what we do.
You're a mechanic of wanting to fuck your car. They just happen to like to work on cars.
Right.
That's not what this is about.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think as a general consensus, we can all agree that pedophilia is wrong and inappropriate and harmful and immoral. And I think everyone needs to understand that because you are regressing to a childlike space, you are not actually wanting to have sex with children. You don't wish that you were a child getting fucked. You just because you're wearing diapers maybe during like a sexual act doesn't mean that like someone's picturing you like an actual baby. Like it's just, it's a headspace. It's something that you are, maybe you've sexualized, maybe it is something traumatizing that has happened in your life, but you've sexualized it and you cannot cope with it healthily. But I think there's just so many reasons that you can be into different things that are like on the AB spectrum or the DL spectrum or a combination of both. And it doesn't mean that you have a sexual attraction to children. It just doesn't. It's not pedophilic. It's a completely separate thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. it's the type of thing. And I want to bring up something one of the person we mentioned earlier on the podcast commented, and they said another important thing to make is that the ABDL community and the age regression age-re community are distinct. While both communities engage in the act of regression, the age-re community includes minors, while ABDL forbids interactions between minors and adults. So that's kind of saying that, like, you know, you can be into age regression as a minor and just pretend to be even younger, but that doesn't mean that you're crossing over into a sexual realm with adults.
Well, that
because adults are making the conscious decision of like, I don't want to be with a child. I have no desire or no interest to be with a child. So it's like if a child wanted to have sex with me, I would say no, absolutely,
right.
Type of thing. So it's making that very clear distinction.
Another word for that would be teen baby. Yeah, TB. A lot of like 20s and younger, obviously, not adult, use that term. And pretty much it's exactly what the user said, that you're just regressing to a younger age. So I think that's a very important, what Danny said is very important to know about ABDL.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have questions, I think the best way to answer questions that you have is immersing yourself in the community, asking those questions directly to the people that are involved, not people that talk about it. You know what I mean? Not people mm-hmm. that are out there gossiping or being like judgy. It's like someone who's actually going to be like, okay, I'm coming at this with an open mind.
I am very happy that we had this chance to have this conversation. I feel like this is a very important one to have because there's so much gray area when you don't know about ABDL. There's also this unknown area that's exciting to explore because you don't know.
Right.
And I think if we all get into this in a healthy space, from what I am describing on my end as healthy, is going to be a space where you can openly talk without there being shame, disdain, or fear of judgment.
Right.
I definitely think that's what we need because it clears up those distinctions that people make in their head that are based simply on fear.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's definitely a good thing. One of the things I do want to say, UAB, UAB, why am I saying UAB? ABU, sorry, I was thinking of the anime. ABU, I love your site. Everything that I've seen there are things that I want to buy and I'm tempted to just hand you my money. Tyka Bowls as well.
Both of those, shout out.
Right, both, I gotta give y'all a shout out. Tyka Bowls, I also want to give you a shout out because you have people of color and Black people on your website and your advertising, and it is very nice to see that representation.
Absolutely,
this thing. It's so rare that we see people of color, Black people, in kink, fetish, or even these, not gonna use that word, even communities that are not what we would consider mainstream. The word I was gonna use was obscure, and I don't like that.
Underrepresented.
I'm very happy to see this, and I'm excited for more, so. Give me a diaper. That's all I'm going to say, just politely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we should try them out, wear them, and then come back and recap what we thought about them.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy items from both, from ABU and from Tyka Bowls. And I'm going to do a little review.
All right. Any parting words? Any parting words? Anything that anybody wants to get off their chest? Or any last minute questions that anybody has?
Gaga Dudu means I love you.
No, that's pretty much it. Again, Pup Bravo R on Twitter. And thank you, Danny and
just AJ.
AJ, for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to leave off with a quick little recap. And this is a tweet from Casey Strom on Twitter at Casey Strom. And they said, it's not always sexual, but it's definitely can be for a lot of people. So we talked about that, right? How like everyone kind of uses it in different ways. For some people, it's sexual. For some people, it's not. For some people, it can be both.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that, to the next point, it's a vastly different experience for everyone, and that's okay. People play as different ages and may come how they want to play for a moment and may change how they want to play from moment to moment. So like, you know, some people can maybe be a little fluid with their little headspace. Some people may take like a little headspace and then a big headspace depending on who they're playing with or what kind of play they're doing.
Yeah, like an example of that for DL would be, wedding and then humping. And there's a lot of videos in the social medias of that. And that's, like you said, you know, meshing both, you know, the age and the sexual, the non-sexual and the sexual.
Yeah, like, and it all comes from, it could all come from different places, you know what I mean? Like, so maybe some people might be into, like, the daddy-son role play, but because they're more into, like, incest-type play, or some people may be more into, like, the age regression, or some people might just like the general role play. So everyone can kind of tackle it from a different angle. And finally, there is no right or wrong way to be ABDL. So I think that's a good takeaway and a good like final point is, you know, if you think you're ABDL, then you are, if you want to be, you know, and you can do it in any type of way that's healthy and unharmful to anyone, which most of it is, you know what I mean? Just like any other kink or fetish.
if you need any help coming out to friends, family, or members that, you know, DM me. I will actually answer that DM, and I will do it for you if you need some assistance, or I'll just curse those hoes out. But don't ever be ashamed of it, because this is a moment that I feel every person should hear. You should never be ashamed of the person that you are, but underneath your skin. You are you, and you will always be you, and just own it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, this is going to play sleeve off. Hope everyone has a good week, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. We're going to be off next week. Forget about that. What am I going to do? I'm going to be here alone. I'm just going to love on your dog. That's it. She's getting spoiled.
All right. Bye.
Bye.